Hey everyone, I just saw We Bought a Zoo, and I figured I'd throw a few thoughts out there about it. As you may or may not know, this is the new movie directed by Cameron Crowe. Crowe is a director who's, really made his name off films like Say Anything, Jerry Maguire, Almost Famous. In his last film was actually way back in 2005, it was Elizabethtown, which is, widely considered a disaster, both critically and financially, and it kind of sent Crowe into no man's land, really, for the past 6 years. We haven't really seen much of him, and this year he's back with We Bought a Zoo. It's much hyped. A lot of people are excited to see it. And on the whole, I'd say I'm mixed to negative on We Bought a Zoo. There's a lot to like in it, and most of what's to like is thanks to the star, Matt Damon. It's no secret that Matt Damon is the most, probably one of, if not the most, likable screen presences working in Hollywood today. I mean, he exudes a warmth that can really help a movie. And in the case of We Bought a Zoo, he is, I would say, one of the only things really going for this movie. The big disappointment, I think, with We Bought a Zoo is that it is completely formulaic. Everything about it is vanilla. Everything about it is bland. There's very little in the movie that is distinctive or unique or even inspired. I mean, Crowe really just seems to be working off a family movie checklist, It feels so manufactured. It feels so studio. There's none of that edge that Crowe, has tends to exude. There's nothing about this movie that is, frankly, that's Cameron Crowe like. And that's a shame. I mean, there are some notable scenes here and there, and Crowe, true to his reputation, the film has a pretty good soundtrack, featuring a lot of music by, artists like Sigur Rós and the like. But yeah, it's a disappointment, and it's especially disappointing because this could have been not just a comeback for Crowe, but it really could have been just a comeback for family films. I mean, it's been the day of live action family movies seems to be at a path. Seems to have passed. There's most of the stuff that's turned out nowadays is stuff like Pixar, animation, DreamWorks, and I like that. That's fine. But, the movies of, say, movies like Secondhand Lions, or The Kid, have proven, and they're not doing well, that there's just not much of an audience for that. And, with a talent like Cameron Crowe on board, I think this could have really rejuvenated, and really, if the movie were any good, really inspired other filmmakers who, are already look up to filmmakers like Crowe, this could have been a resurgence. And maybe that's a lot of pressure to put on a movie and a filmmaker, but, Crowe's proven himself, I mean, I wouldn't put this pressure on a guy who hasn't earned it. Crowe, in the course of his career, has made several films that are classics. That's not an exaggeration. They are classics. And so every time he puts a movie out, I don't think it's unfair to expect a certain degree of greatness. We Bought a Zoo just isn't that. Matt Damon is good. Some of the songs are good. There's a couple of nice scenes here and there. But it's ultimately a very forgettable and a really disappointing return for Cameron Crowe. I want Crowe to keep making movies. I want him to keep exploring his cinematic voice, But if this is the route he's going to go, the studio formula, then I'm not interested. So again, I don't expect Crowe will be giving up. I'm sure he'll be back soon. And like everybody else, I'll be there. See what he has next. Here's hoping it's just a little stronger of an effort than We Bought a Zoo. Thanks, everybody.